Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 13th of November. We should be getting the release of US October consumer price inflation today. We will not be getting that release, neither now or, it seems, ever. The October 2025 consumer price inflation number has disappeared into the government shutdown void. There was no one to go out with the modern equivalent of a clipboard to note down prices, and one cannot impartially measure past prices in the future, so the weighted average of prices cannot be calculated. This failure to measure what was almost certainly a modest increase in the inflation figure highlights a rather important point. The US Bureau of Labor Statistics has been experiencing a lack of funding, and that has meant it has employed fewer people to measure prices. The lack of people to measure prices affects US inflation calculations, even when the numbers are actually being measured. With fewer people to go out and measure prices, more and more of the US consumer price inflation in recent months would appear to be dependent on guessing, or more accurately, using prices from neighbouring areas to guess at what might be happening in areas where prices are not being surveyed. Added to that, some cities have been dropped from the measurement entirely. One could further add to the problem by pointing out that the plutocratic nature of consumer price inflation, combined with increased US income inequality, means that perhaps as much as 3/4 of the US population are experiencing an inflation rate that is higher than the reported average number. None of this helps to convince ordinary people that inflation is being accurately measured. The mistrust around inflation also, perhaps, speaks to administration officials suggesting that tariffs on food imports might be cut to help bring down US food prices. Consumers tend to be unusually sensitive to food prices because food is a high-frequency purchase, and thus the 1.85% increase in grocery prices since December last year is memorable. All the more so when the price of things like bananas, which are obviously imported, has risen 7.6% over the first 3/4 of this year. The question is whether cutting tariffs would translate into lower consumer prices. Bananas are something of a case study. The post-tariff import price of bananas into the United States has fallen since April, when tariffs were imposed. The consumer price for bananas has risen in the US over the same period in a way that has not been seen elsewhere, because the tariff narrative seems to have allowed retailers to get away with increasing prices. Whether this price increase would be reversed just because the administration chooses to reverse some selective tariffs is uncertain. With this backdrop, yesterday's torrent of Fed speak sounded somewhat less inclined to rush to cut interest rates. There is a sense that the direction of interest rates is still down, but whether that translates into near-term rate reductions is a great deal less certain. Fed Governor Cook, who is perceived to be inclined to cut rates, will definitely vote at the December FOMC meeting. However, the Supreme Court will be holding hearings into whether Cook can continue to perform their role as a Fed governor while legal proceedings continue before the January FOMC. There is therefore uncertainty about whether Cook will vote at the January meeting. The administration's attempts to remove Cook may thus result in one fewer votes for a rate cut. The data calendar is generally pretty quiet today. UK third quarter GDP is due for revision, which is only likely to attract attention if it's revised lower. Certain financial news wires seem to gleefully stress any negative spin that they can possibly find for the UK. The ECB monthly bulletin is unlikely to excite a great deal of attention. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material
has been prepared and published by the global wealth management business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.